For the strength of youth, tithes and offerings. More than just money, by Alex Masterson. The windows of heaven don't just pour out coins. Who knew the law of tithing came with such awesome blessings? Seriously, have you read Malachi 3, 10 and 11 lately? In not so many words, you're promised extra strength repellent against the devourer, who just cannot be good for your social circle, and also access to so many blessings that you somehow won't have room for them all. Yeah, that's all in there. But when we read about these fantastic blessings, we sometimes assume they'll look like dollar signs. And sometimes they will, but if we look only for the tangible blessings of tithing, then we can forget that these anti-devourer super blessings can come in spiritual ways, too. Here are three amazing blessings from above you can look forward to as you pay your tithing. Eternal perspective. Yes, money can be awesome. It's hard to see it as anything else, especially when it can get you things like food, music, clothes, and a college education. But just as money can be used for good, it also has a way of fueling the natural man. Before you even realize it, even a little bit of money can bring out a kind of selfishness and greed that creates the illusion that you're not only happier and more important, but also more free. By paying your tithing, you'll be blessed with a refreshing eternal perspective that will help you see money for what it really is, temporary. You'll see that money can only buy you things that never last, and you'll realize that once you leave this world behind, it will not stand by you and defend you at the last day. Refer to Mosiah 4:23. As you give away that tithing money willingly, it'll be easier to notice the things in life that actually can stand strong forever and hold you up when you need them most, like family ties and the promises you make with God. Plus, it's a reminder that everything you have truly belongs to God. You're not really paying your own 10% so much as He's letting you decide what to do with His other 90%. As your eternal perspective becomes clearer and you reprioritize your life, you'll be blessed with the strength to overcome the natural man, and you'll feel the lasting happiness that comes along with it. So, the next time you pay your tithing, just remember one thing. Money might be awesome, but that 10% is worth way more than that. The House of the Lord. Remember when Malachi promised you so many blessings that you wouldn't have room for them all? Well, he may have had the temple in mind for part of that, because the blessings we can get from the temple are virtually unlimited. After all, committing to be a full tithe payer is part of the requirements for a temple recommend. While tithing is only one part of the temple interview, it shows a lot about you and your attitude. Just think of tithing as God's way of knowing how much you want to spend time with Him in His house. By paying a full tithe, you're showing gratitude for what He's already given you, and you're telling Him you're ready to think about someone other than yourself. You're saying that you want to be worthy of a temple recommend. Once you get your own recommend, there's so much for you inside the temple's walls. President Thomas S. Monson said, "As we attend the temple, there can come to us a dimension of spirituality and a feeling of peace which will transcend any other feeling which could come into the human heart." From Blessings of the Temple, Ensign, May 2015, pages 91 and 92. You'll find answers to questions and doubts, and as you serve the dead, the cares of life and school will fade, and you will find joy. That's only a fraction of the temple blessings Heavenly Father has planned for you. Just stay faithful and keep paying that tithing, and those blessings will be yours. Trust. Another great blessing from paying tithing is learning how to trust in God. Trusting can be tough. It can be risky because it means relying on someone other than yourself to do what you can't do alone. It means accepting uncertainty and taking a step into the unknown. Fortunately, the Lord recognizes how difficult trust can be, especially when it comes to tithing. So He gives us all a simple challenge to help us take initial steps of faith. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi 3, verse 10. With that one statement, it's like the Lord is calling out to all of us to just give Him and tithing a chance. He wants to show you that when it comes to Him, there's never risk involved. It's because as you take that first step and pay your tithing, blessings will inevitably come, whether temporal or spiritual. And you will know that He will always be there to protect and guide you during your trials. Refer to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. So, what are you waiting for? With only 10% on the line, what do you really have to lose? Alex Masterson lives in Utah, USA.
Youth Voices, Our Blessings from Tithing.
Paying your tithing at times can be hard, but it is something so important that not doing it can stop us from being able to go to the temple. I know that paying your tithing will bring you great blessings in many different ways. Some may be big and others small. But I know that answering yes to being a full tithe payer will definitely increase your testimony and keep the Spirit with you. Tyson M.
I know that paying a full tithe will bless us in so many ways. Not always will we be able to see the blessings and know that the blessings we receive came directly from paying our tithing, but I know they are there. Bryn W.
Tithing is important because when we pay our tithing, we give money to help build God's kingdom. Tithing may be hard, but I hope I can always have the faith to pay my tithing. Ethan G.
Paying tithing gives us many blessings. Even when we think we don't have enough, and yet we still pay, my testimony gets strengthened even more. Heidi A.
More spiritual blessings. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has taught us of many other spiritual blessings that come from paying tithing, often when we're praying for and wanting financial help. For example, instead of financial blessings, we may be given appreciation for what we have to constrain desires for what we want, increased spiritual and temporal capacity to do more with less, enhanced discernment to identify job opportunities that many other people might overlook, keener ability to prioritize and simplify, greater personal determination to search harder and longer for a position than other people may be able or willing to do, enhanced ability to take proper care of the material possessions we already have acquired, greater capacity to act and change our own circumstances rather than expecting our circumstances to be changed by someone or something else, physical and mental stamina, enlarged perspective, and increased patience. Discover more about these spiritual blessings at lds.org/go/windows9ne.
End of the article, More Than Just Money, by Alex Masterson. Read by Scott Christopher.